It's time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining us in studio today, we have Helper City Mayor Lenise Peterman. And Mayor, it's always great to get you in. I appreciate the time. I always look forward to chatting with you, so thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. It's always great to come in and update everyone with what's going on in Helper.
Well, I know there is a lot going on. It's very exciting, and it seems like we use the word exciting with Helper an awful lot lately, but anytime you can land a grant and bring in $50,000 for the beautification of the city, it's a good thing.
Absolutely. We are thrilled to have been selected one of 25 cities across the United States by T-Mobile to help us beautify our main street. So we're thrilled.
As far as the T-Mobile grant is concerned, you got to give me some background on this. So how did it come about and what made you say, okay, you know what? We need this. We're going to put in for it and we're going to try to get it.
Sure. So T-Mobile just kicked off a program called Hometown Grants, where they're looking for rural communities to help them in creating a sustainable community. And we were the first wave. They're actually taking in and awarding every quarter, you know, a certain amount of cities. And so we're the first wave, part of the first wave of 25 recipients. And it's been great. They'll actually be here for First Friday to present the check at 7:30 during the First Friday events on stage. So we're thrilled to have them participate that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, $50,000. So where's this money going to go towards? Is that difficult? First off, before you tell me where it's going to go, is that difficult to say, okay, we got this $50,000. This is where we're going to put it?
Well, you know, part of our grant and most grants require you give them an idea of what your expenditure is going to be. So once you submit that grant, you're sort of married to what you're going to do. And so what we proposed in our application was to do our dark sky compliant lighting on Main Street. So we actually, when we built out Main Street, created four new light post possibilities, and we just haven't had the dollars to do it. So this grant is affording us that opportunity, as well as allowing us to redo six of the existing lights on the south end and bring them all into compliance and unify the look. So we'll actually be painting them the same color as our wayfinding steel signage is. So that's really going to be the chunk of the money is going to be on the lighting aspect. But we're hoping with the remaining funds to do additional benches, planters, and take those great design elements and go up north towards the north end of Main Street, because everything has been sort of centered in that heart. So we want to go north and south and really tie the city together.
Is there an ETA on when this will be complete now that you guys have the grant?
So we actually have met with our lighting committee as well as a lighting vendor. And so we're waiting on an estimate. We knew once we knew we were awarded, we organized very quickly to start getting things going, because with the pandemic, equipment is hard to get a hold of. It's weeks and weeks out. So we're just waiting on that estimate from our lighting vendor, and we'll get that going. And then we have the opportunity to begin the other conceptual design elements as we can. So we have a deadline of next September to have completed the expenditure, but we think we'll be done long before then.
I don't want to throw any curveballs, but the question I have for you is, when you take a look over the last, I don't know, 3 to 4 years, right, at where Main Street was and where it is today in the beautification process, what's your assessment of it? Is it where you thought it would be at this stage in the game, or are you really looking forward to finishing up these lights in a year from now saying, look, this is where I pictured it being, still a little ways out?
Sure. Actually, the lighting has been outstanding for 4 years. We just haven't had the money to fund it. You'd be surprised at the cost associated with that. So I was thrilled to receive this award funding specifically aimed to complete that aspect of Main Street. So now we can begin to focus and push those elements up and down the street to create a cohesive environment. It's just been a matter of where do you find the money? And this opportunity presented, and it was like, oh, we've got to go for that, because it'll help us finish that main part, and then we can begin to spread the love out all over Main Street, so to speak.
The process is kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yes, always interesting.
Maybe frustrating from your end, but interesting from my point of view.
Sure. Sure.
Well, it seems like there is a possibility of more grants coming as well, which is a great thing.
Sure. There are some infrastructure opportunities we have through the American Rescue Plan dollars. So we are actually, we've submitted a grant to Utah State in hopes of getting matching dollars to upgrade our water meter reading system. The current system we have is going out of support. They're not supporting the system. They're not enhancing it. So it's a real opportunity for Helper City to elevate our game in the utilities, where we can do turn on and turn off by city staff and not have public works people, you know, get it as a work order and go out and do this and that. So to really streamline and create some efficiencies, it'll give us great reporting. We can look every morning at usage. We can identify problems early instead of, you know, at billing when people go, oops, I didn't know I had a leak. I now have a $1,000 water bill. So we can begin to really proactively work with our citizens and say, hey, we think you might have a problem. Check it out and help them manage themselves. So I think that's a great thing.
So that would be next on the agenda.
Yes. We should know by mid-November if that grant is being awarded. And we're excited to move that forward because it'll just be such a relief and create such efficiency throughout our city's staff that we're really looking forward to that one.
Helper City Marylandese Peterman again joining us right now here on Castle Country Focus. Let's transition over. You and I were talking before we hopped on air, and you had mentioned a Carbon County kiosk to me. I'm going to let you explain this.
Sure. So I actually sit as the chair of the Carbon County Tax Advisory Board, and one of our initiatives was to create a really great kiosk at different entry points within all the cities where people traveling through could see what events we have based on the different seasons, as well as maps for hiking and biking. We're calling it kind of an adventure map, so to speak, in the middle, highlighting all of the wonderful assets we have here in Carbon County, as well as some of those assets in Emory, such as the swell. And the idea is to attract someone to come up to that kiosk and go, oh, wow, maybe I don't need to go to Moab next time. I can come to Carbon County and hang out and do these cool things. So we've been working on this for about a year as the Tax Advisory Board, and we're finally getting to an implementation phase, and we're thrilled. We'll be actually talking with different city entities to see what their interest is. Because it's a county private business partnership. So the county is carrying 60% of the cost, and the entity is being asked to carry 40% just to have some skin in the game. And, you know, there are places within cities and businesses that probably would love to have this. So we want to start getting the word out about it.
And when you talk about kind of a virtual place in a sense, right, to see all the activities happening. I don't know if you'll find a town that has more going on throughout the entire week than Helper. It never stops. Throughout the entire summer, it seems like it never stopped for an instance.
It's been great. Events, of course, drive sales tax. It drives new revenue into the city. It allows us to do things. So we're always excited to be the host of any of those events, the symphony, Helper Vibes, the Arts Festival. All of those things combined just really give us a vibrant presence. And it allows our citizens to engage, and they don't have to travel to see or experience something neat. So,
you know, and I know that here we are approaching October and early October, and people don't want to hear the word Christmas, but look, that's what Helper's known for. And it's right around the corner. It's coming.
We're excited to have Christmas Town going on. We actually received a grant for fireworks. So Mark Montoya is our director of that great event, and he was thrilled to get some money for that. And we're looking forward to a great holiday season.
Outside of that, anything else happening in Helper that we haven't mentioned, we haven't talked about yet?
You know, we just continue to look for opportunities and to take advantage of them when they're presented, and to really try to keep that positive momentum for the community moving forward.
Well, Marilyn East Peterman, always great to get you in. I always look forward to our conversations. I don't get to talk to you as often as I used to, so it's always great to sit down with you and get an update on Helper. I really appreciate you making out the time to stop by. It means a lot. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. For more interviews like this and other news regarding Helper City, just visit CastleCountryRadio.com. And, of course, stay tuned to Castle Country Focus here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.